This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty on listener-supported Michigan Radio, and this is the last day of our fall fun drive. The clock is ticking. Election day is just days away. Midterm elections tend to not draw the desired turnout by Democratic voters. So top Democrats are heading to Michigan to whip up enthusiasm among the faithful. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan's 5th District is here. And Congressman, when I say some top names, these are some big ones.
They really are. And I think that helps us communicate to our voters how important this election is when we have Hillary Clinton and the First Lady and now President Bill Clinton. Maybe in a week or so we're going to see the president himself come. It makes the point that this is an important election.
President Clinton is visiting Flint today. You are his host. What's the message?
Well, the main message is that the questions that we all answer when we go to the polls every 4 years and elect a president are on the ballot again in the midterm elections. And that's why his tour around the country, and especially his visit to Flint, is so important, because many people mistakenly believe that we choose the course that the country will take once every 4 years when we elect a president. Well, here in Michigan and across the country, we make those decisions in the midterms as well. And sometimes the more important questions can be answered in those midterm elections. Who will control the Senate will be decided by the midterm election. Who will sit in these governor's chairs where so much power of government is now centered will be determined by the midterm election. So President Clinton's visit really underscores the idea that a midterm election is really not a lesser choice.
As you mentioned, we got the news that President Obama has announced he'll be in Michigan most likely next week. And as we all know, his poll numbers are the lowest they've been since he's taken office. Is that really a good idea? Will he be helpful for Michigan's Democrats?
I think so, because his presence drives home the fact that there's an election taking place. The way I see the challenge for this election is that people have pretty much made up their minds what side they're on. There are some undecided folks, but the bigger number are the people who are undecided as to whether or not they're going to vote. So when the president comes here, no matter what side you're on, it does make a difference, and I think it helps Democrats because it will engage more people in the election. And if there's one thing that we all have learned over the history, is that the higher the vote turnout is, the more people that participate, the better the Democratic candidates do. So despite the fact that many people might not agree with the president, it will make a difference, and it'll be a positive difference for Democrats on the ballot.
We know, Congressman, that there are more registered Democrats in Michigan, but plain and simple, they kind of tend to not turn out to vote in the midterms the way Republicans do in Michigan. What does that tell you about the Democratic voters?
Well, I think part of it is a function of the way political speech has evolved in this country. People with money and the wealthy and well-connected, especially in the light of recent Supreme Court cases, now they get inundated with negative messages that I think have the effect of not persuading people of a particular point of view, but actually making them feel, as many Democratic voters must feel, that their small individual voice is meaningless against this sea of money. And what I'm concerned about is that the more we see money equaling speech and speech becoming political power, the more difficult it is for us to motivate working class people who don't think about politics every day, and they disproportionately tend to be Democrats. That's a big hurdle for us to overcome.
Congressman Dan Kildee represents Michigan's 5th District. Congressman, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.